Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Data Patterns India Limited Q1 FY 2027 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Prayasi Patel from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Huda. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Data Patterns India Limited call to discuss Q1 FY 2027 earnings call. We have the senior management of the company on the call, Mr. S. Rangarajan, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Venkata Subramaniam, Chief Financial Officer. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company may face. May I now request Mr. Rangarajan, sir, to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we will open the floor for the Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Prayasi. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and a warm welcome to all of you for the Q1 FY 2027 earnings call of Data Patterns India Limited. We sincerely appreciate your continued trust, support, and participation. I hope all of you have had the opportunity to review our earnings presentation. It has been uploaded on the stock exchanges and on our company website. Before Venkat takes you through the financial performance, I would like to share a few key business updates and our outlook for the coming quarters. The quarter marks another important step in our long-term growth strategy, as our strategic investments over the past several years are beginning to translate into tangible business opportunities, and stronger market positioning. We continue to witness healthy customer engagement across multiple defense programs with increasing opportunities for larger value and complete contracts. We secured orders across avionics, radars, electronic warfare, and automatic test equipment programs from various customers, including Ministry of Defense, DRDO, and BrahMos, reflecting the growing confidence in our technology capabilities and execution track record. We also continue to pursue several large opportunities that are currently at various stages of discussion and evaluation. A key milestone for us has been the successful transition of several products from the development stage to complete system solutions. This significantly expands our addressable market and enables us to participate in larger and higher-value programs. With differentiated capabilities, we're trying to convert them into single-vendor opportunities. We're also leveraging our existing technology platforms and reusable building blocks to develop new products faster and more cost-effectively, improving both scalability and speed to market. Our order book stands at 2,654 crores, including orders negotiated, providing a healthy revenue visibility over the coming years. Our international order book currently stands at 39 crores, and we continue to actively engage with customers across global markets to expand our export footprint. We also remain confident of securing around 2,000 crores of fresh order inflows during FY 2027, over and above the orders already received and negotiated. The policy environment also remains highly favorable. The government's continued focus on higher indigenous country defense procurement is creating significant opportunities across the ecosystem, including the armed forces, defense PSUs, and private sector companies. With a strong in-house design capabilities and proven execution track record, we believe Data Patterns is well-positioned to benefit from this structural opportunity. Another encouraging development during the quarter has been the initial traction in our drone and counter-drone business, where we have started receiving orders. We believe that this business will become an important growth driver as demand for indigenous unmanned and counter-UAS solutions continue to increase. Coming to the quarter, our revenue trajectory continues to remain on track. As indicated earlier, we continue to invest in strengthening our engineering talent and future capabilities, resulting in higher employee cost base. This is expected to remain elevated over the coming quarters. In addition, changes in the product mix also impacted margins during the quarter. There are conscious investments that strengthen our long-term competitive position and prepare us for larger opportunities ahead. Looking ahead, The outlook of the Indian defense sector remains highly encouraging, supported by a robust order pipeline, expanding product portfolio, increasing export opportunities, and favorable policy content. We remain confident of achieving our full-year growth guidance of 20-25% revenue growth while maintaining EBITDA margins in the 35-40% range. We remain committed to investing in the technology, innovation, and indigenous capability development while creating sustainable long-term value to all our customers. With that, now I hand over the floor to our CFO Venkat to take through the financial performance in greater detail.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you all for joining us today. Let me take you through the financial highlights for the first quarter of financial year 2027. Revenue from operations for Q1 FY27 stood at 116 crore, registering a healthy 17% year-on-year growth, driven by continued execution across our diversified defense programs. Gross profit increased to 16% year-on-year to 91.5 crore, while gross margins remained strong at 78.9%, reflecting the high-value nature of our product mix. EBITDA stood at 31.4 crore, with an EBITDA margin of 27%. Margins during the quarter were impacted by high employee costs associated with capability expansion and changes in the product mix. Profit after tax stood at 22.1 crore, with a PAT margin of 19%, reflecting a temporary impact due to uneven quarterly revenue. The company continues to maintain a strong balance sheet, remaining net debt-free, with cash, bank balances and investments of Rs. 530 crore as on 30th June 2026, providing ample flexibility to support future growth initiatives. Our order book stands at 920 crore as on 30th June 2026. With orders received in July and orders negotiated, the order book currently stands at 2,654 crore. We remain focused on disciplined execution, operational efficiency and prudent capital allocation as we continue to invest in technology and support the company's long-term growth. With that, I would like to open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Hardik Rawat from IIFL Capital. Please proceed.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first question would be with regards to other expenses. So while our gross margins have largely, not changed much on a YY basis, and despite only 17% sort of growth in revenue, our other expenses have risen by 64%. So is there anything that is peculiar about other expenses in this quarter?
The increase in other expenses is due to some additional repairs and maintenance costs which is incurred because the facility is now going through some revamping. So we had to spend some additional expenditure on repairs and maintenance, and also close to 2 crore we have additionally provided for against the long pending receivables as per our policy. These two have contributed increase in the other expenditure. Otherwise, it's in line with our budget.
Got it, sir. And sir, on revenue, in the press release, sir alluded to the fact that there were some temporary delays in customer approval, and we are expecting normalization in the coming quarters. If you could provide some information there, sir, is there any quantum of revenue that was basically slipped from recognition in this current quarter because of this issue?
We can't be specific because it involves customers, and I can't talk about open channel. We have these issues. We had these issues in the past also, where products are ready, but inspection team doesn't come because their own requirement to deliver is probably got delayed. So automatically they don't come to inspect. But these are all aberrations which will continue to be there as long as we are dependent on them with the order book model to revenue model being very near. So these issues will come into picture. We try and manage it by other orders, executing other orders, see that our projections are maintained. But sometimes it is not feasible because we are not a quarter-to-quarter business. We are a yearly business, and all the projects are long-term. So it is not a production month-to-month and day-on-day production business. So obviously, it has an impact on our revenue quarter-to-quarter. But having said that, the important thing is to how to alleviate this quarter-to-quarter performance deviation is to see that the order books substantially goes up for at least 3 years of our revenue projection. Then we will be able to position to say what quarter-wise we should do and how do we deliver this. So Data Patterns is leaning towards getting a sizable order book in the coming year or so, 2 years, see that we cross the 3 or crore revenue projections. Then we should be able to in a better position to handle this kind of problems. So I think you need to bear with me for some time till the order book starts coming the way we want. We've invested substantially in product development, continue to invest substantially in differentiated products where we stand alone in some of the markets, and those are very desperately needed by our MOD. So as and when that happens, the order book will substantially increase, and we believe that our revenue projections will be met quarter to quarter as we go along. It's going to take a bit of time. Till now, you need to be patient on a yearly model of growth, what you have been.
Got it, sir. That's really helpful. So one last question before I fall back in the queue. Sir, our order book orders negotiated but not yet a part of our order book now stands at about 17 odd billion rupees from 1726 odd crores. Sir, if you could just help us with the timeline, as in, you know, how should we expect this to turn into order book? Should this convert into order book in the say, for example, in the next 6 to 9 months? What is the average conversion timeline to conversion to order book for these orders that have been negotiated?
Okay, this question was asked during our AGM morning, and I almost slipped answering this question. So anyway, we will write to them, the shareholder, and address this. See, this order book normally should not take this long a time to get converted into contracts. But in this particular situation, because of a long, a big program, and the program decision delays on finalizing the program before the order can get placed, it went through certain approval stages and it took a lot more time. It's taken an additional 6 months than what it is. The whole program has been stretched by more than 1.5 years. Because of which some of the contracts we expect out of the programs, no negotiation is completed, the order couldn't happen. But what I'm told now is they've taken additional extension for another 2 months from us. So we expect that in the 2 months those contracts should happen. And also some of the orders we expected, the order has gone postponed. We didn't negotiate the orders. We did some negotiation, but got a lot of protracted negotiations. That's also coming to an end now. That also should happen. So that's why these orders will get converted in the next 2 months. Actually, it has converted in a week, 2 weeks time, but maybe converted in 3 months to give a safer side. And the order book is there, and we have already negotiated this contract. These are all long-term, larger contracts, and that is how the decisions on delays are happening. On top of that, we've also told as part of the opening remarks, other than the contracts which you are seeing now with order book, we're also pursuing some very large single vendor contracts to the extent of another 2,000 crores, which we expect to happen during the course of this financial year. So I think the order has slowly started going the way we want. In the coming years, it will grow substantively, is what we believe.
Got it, sir. That's really helpful. I have more questions. I'll fall back. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishika from Goldman Sachs. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So could you please share an update on the testing of jammer pods for Su-30 along with the revenue contribution you're expecting from this in the medium term? That's my question. Thank you, sir.
Okay, as that product is going on well in the development stage, the customers had a view of the product, reviewed the product, and they have said they're quite happy with the progress which is made on the pod. So we are going through the qualification exercises to, you know, maybe outfit the Sukhoi-30 aircraft and fly. We believe that that should happen before December. We should have the first trials to start by then. Maybe a few months of flight trials once we satisfy the requirement on specifications. I think the commercial questions should start after that. So I can't, I don't want to out this. I have a number in mind. Of course, you know what we're working on. Otherwise, we don't want to invest in money. But I think it's not appropriate to talk about a future order. It's not it has come as an inquiry tender and to say how much business we're expecting out of it. There are two kinds of contracts we're expecting. These are all 7,000 crores. And at the present moment, we're unique to position in these contracts. Exact value, we would not like to disclose at the present moment. Towards closing when the contract happens, I expect in maybe the next 2 years' time, this contract will start happening. And that's the right time to announce this. Yeah, we're working in really large opportunities. And we took money from the QAP only to fund such development programs. Here we are confident of our IP creation and our community builders. And so engineering approach, building the pod, building the cooling system, building the electronics, building the algorithms. You see that it's a complex system. It goes to quite trials. But we're taking it as a challenge to do this because we need to scale our business substantively in the coming years. So that is why we're doing deep for kind of product development. It's going to be larger horizon, more maturity, but we are on track.
Thank you, sir. Sir, secondly, could you please share more color on why did we have lower margins this quarter and how are you expecting this to pan out in the coming quarters for FY27?
Actually, we didn't have lower margin. I don't know. Look at the gross margins. The gross margins are higher than what was probably done last year, first quarter. But what happens is the overheads are fairly high because whether we deliver products or not this year, this quarter, we continue to spend on legal expenses, which is probably one of the highest in our industry to spend on that. Then Venkat explained to you that the other expenses, right off the stage, that is another cost, depreciation and all of that.
Basically, uneven revenue in quarters. You have to look at it only annually because the revenue is not distributed evenly through all the quarters. And the expenditures remaining almost the same, quarter-wise. The contribution from gross margin, that is distributed with a higher cost, the margins are seen lower. Otherwise, we are confident of achieving the full year, targeted margins.
Yeah, yeah. Our budget was in the year-end targets. Quarter-to-quarter, it will vary depending on what is the level of turnover we achieve.
It's very much in line with our internal targets.
If revenue is one quarter, is one fourth, then the margins will be same. Since the revenue is not equally distributed across the quarters, you're finding this so-called EBITDA margins coming down. That's not true because the gross margin remains very healthy. That's the actual fact.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipen Vakil from Philip Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, thank you for this opportunity and congratulations on a decent execution. So my first question is on order inflow, sir. So one thing is that we have like negotiated contract worth 17 billion, and of that, I believe that last quarter we had mentioned that HAL has like an order of more than say 10 billion. So whenever it gets converted into order book, what would be the timeline of execution of that order, considering that it's one large order from single client?
Okay, see, this varies with the contract, varies with the customer delivery. For example, you take HL, you deliver the aircraft over a period of years. So then though the order is given one lot, execution takes over a period of time. So that is one. If it is a project order, the value is high. Project execution maybe is about 18 months, 24 months. Then the project has to be executed within those time frame. If it's a small subsystems orders, which is from BRDO, then the deliveries are faster. The larger contracts take longer delivery time based on the actual application and the demand of what has to be delivered, developed and delivered, and integrated and accepted. So this actually varies from few months to maybe 2 years. So unless we work with every product order, I can't answer the question correctly. But of late, in fact, HAL also wants pretty decent delivery in over 2 to 3 years' time. We actually expected far higher delivery delays, but that they are saying, okay, so this is being negotiated. Whatever we have talked now on the orders negotiated, do not include HAL contracts. We are under discussion on all these things. Negotiations are on place. I found that a lot of people are asking questions to me directly regarding the M-Portal release that we are L1 in one large contract. I didn't comment on it because we are undergoing negotiations. It's a single vendor contract. Negotiations are initiated. And we're going to negotiate. As and when it happens, we will publicly announce it in the stock exchanges and on our website.
Got it. Got it. So that's encouraging to hear that it's out of beyond the 17 billion negotiated contracts already. So yeah, that helps. So my second question is on the lines of counter drone business and export business that you mentioned that are gaining traction. So what would be the product portfolio likely that is gaining traction, and are we supplying the complete platforms or we are looking at more from a subsystem play for the counter drone business as well?
We are not in the platform business as of now. It is a sensor business. So we have two or three areas where we can do counter drone. One is active detection, that is in radars. We build the full radar, which are required in quantities for counter drone requirements and operators. That we fully develop, and we have some unique products there which meets MOD requirements. It is not yet addressed in India, so it is imported now. So we believe we have a good order pipeline. We've already started getting contracts. As you go along, we expect a far more healthy order book on the active detection. Second is the passive detection of for counter drones, that is on electronic intelligence and communication intelligence. Decode what is happening in the drone and then locate where the drone is, direction of the drone, and then this is another area. So we've already done a host of products in electronic intelligence. We're modernizing this contra things to suit this market size, and that also is almost getting ready. We expect contracts to happen there also. The third area is in not only just detecting, but also do a countermeasure, as with jamming or jamming is to be done. We have products which are built for the jamming also, see that the signals are jammed in the, on communication signals are jammed, but also it will. So there's a group of us working on those products. We believe it will cover the entire specification. Some of the applications also are very varied because they're kamikaze drones, and they want to even target the drones into the end projectile. So there also the direction or the radar and rest of the subsystems are required by them. So there's a requirement, various kinds of requirements are coming up for the market. And MOD has decided to place an order with multitude of these vendors to experiment 10-20 systems from each. So more number of them have started approaching us for suitable sensors for all these applications. So we're working with them, and I think in the next 3 to 6 months' time, this contract should start getting fructified and we should grow this. This is on the counter drone area. On the exports, we continue to build for the last so many years signal process for radars, airborne radars for UK company. And now we started getting the first orders we got last year for an antenna, redesign of an antenna for an absorption management for a fighter aircraft system. So we will be delivering it in the next 6 to 8 months' time. There's also a lot of interest from the same organization. It's a multinational, very large corporate in Europe. Other areas, we've given proposals to many of these systems, and they're very keen to see that we use these systems, because the time frame which we're talking about is far, far lower than what they expect their own organization to build, especially with Europe having manpower shortages in this area and sudden requirements of contracts and scaling up. We find a lot of opportunities getting created for us with our competency in building products, delivery timelines, which is very short. So I expect that business also in the next few months' time, for multi-million dollar business, we should start getting. Third area, we are also looking at civil aviation kind of obsolescence management and upgrades. Again, very large OEMs in the US, we expect that those contracts will also start coming in and exports. So See, our normal business has been in DRDO, MOD, public sector. That is what the business has been here. We want to now look into the new markets, which is the export business, where we do product development. Our IP goes into their requirements, and the market sizes are becoming much bigger. So there, I can also look at a business which is an annuity business, not just a project-oriented. So very keen, we're putting an export group to address the market, and I think in the next 2 to 3 years' time, scaling substantially into export business should also start. Yeah.
Got it, sir.
Please.
Yeah. Sir, just one last question if I can squeeze in. Sir, can you comment on your acquisition on FD Advanced, and what is it targeted at, namely as to what kind of product, whether it is like, and how it can increase our market opportunity? So are we targeting it mainly for like MiG-29 upgrades and Su-30 upgrades, or there is a much wider application for this acquisition?
It's a technically very sound company, small company, very sound and very innovative organization. We believe that in sensor radar business, we also have to have requirement of composite for radomes, both for electronic intelligence as well as for radar requirements. It's one area where we're already getting contracts for it, and we are getting the products there from them, which is working very well for us. It's also supplying to Bharat Electronics and other organizations, the advanced composites for aircraft systems in MiG-29, etc. So the important is to try to see whether we can enhance these capabilities, hold it into larger requirements which we have in India and abroad, both India and abroad, along with our sensors and parts of systems, is a requirement of composites. So if we can combine this together, we do a whole system rather than a piece of system, customers are much more happier because they take a full contract for the system. So we thought this is the right approach to build an ecosystem which can feed each other's capabilities and grow it as overall sum game which can go up. So that's the reason it will be done, and we need to do a lot more work to bring this company up where it is today to a much larger scope of business. And we have a lot of ideas with that kind of capabilities which is the promoter of the company has. And we've had some discussions with him. We want to spend more time, ideate with him, invest in the company to see that infrastructure is created and look at long-term development plans for these contracts, where we have a sustainable business model for its growth. So at the present moment, it's a bit too early because yesterday only we finalized with the board, and we need to spend more time and work on the strategy. But yes, it's a small company, but we believe it's an important acquisition to both that company as well as us, where we can give a product offering as a whole. And also look at some export business which will directly go to him as well as to us, see that we increase our business.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for answering my question, and all the very best for FY27.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vineet Prasad from Investec Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Just a couple of questions. One is, if you can broadly highlight larger platforms which you are focusing on to participate in, not as a platform, but more as a systems or subsystem developers, and that too not from a near-term perspective, but over the next 3 to 5 years, where all can we participate and contribute? That's number one. And number two, just wanted to hear your take on Himshakti project. Where is that? We were going to receive a few orders. Have we received those, or where is the project? What's the project status there?
Okay, on the larger platforms, there is a mail program and a bigger hail programs is kicking up. Large events are come from tenders. As a sensors developer, most of these are all now on the existing vendors, are all of imported origin. So we believe we should make a mark in providing our products in these areas in terms of radar warning receiver, communication intelligence, electronic intelligence, the IFF, the radio relays. There's so many other areas, SATCOM, downlinks, radar links. There's so many areas which we can work on as a full system and give indigenous contribution to these kind of big programs, larger platforms. We're actively engaging with 2-3 companies to offer them to these, go through flight tables with them, see that the repeat requirements can come in numbers as you go along. Because the market is changing from man to unmanned. So there's a lot more opportunities to come. The same thing also will be applicable outside India. So on a combined system, if you can do this in India, along with the platform, maybe you should also be able to export it. So these are exciting new opportunities where we already have existing competencies and products, which are already quite proven. I need to tweak it for the particular platform in mind and see that we go through trials with them. So this is one area we're looking at. We're also looking at the smaller drones for various other surveillance applications that we can output the systems. We are continuously getting calls from various UAV manufacturers to see how can we give sensors for their birds. So we are exploring all those opportunities. Their competency exists and a mutual benefit in terms of giving a product, proper product to the end customer at a very high, fast turnaround time can be addressed. So these are areas which we can do in terms of platforms. We're also now looking at how to build these kind of products for the naval platforms. We want to start discussion now on giving very modern systems for these larger platforms in Navy and also some of the upgrades which India is going through for various aircraft upgrades which goes through. Same sensors which we're talking about in terms of GW and radars can get provided in that. Again, we're looking at addressing those markets. The first question which is asked on the SPJ is one such requirement, the electronic warfare suite getting developed for the Sukhoi 30 platform, which is going to 270 aircrafts. So similar aircrafts are there, multiple systems are happening. And also, the DRDO is also taking up a number of airborne Netra 2 and a whole lot of other projects, which MMA and things like that, where we feel that our sensors can go fit into the programs as we want and world-class specifications. So on a product level, we are assessing markets and seeing that we can reuse this product for various there are a number of such applications. It will take a lot of time for me to go through it, but I'm giving you a flavor of the drone business. There's a lot more areas where we can actually look into the applications or approve the products for those kind of end applications. As regards Shinshakti, mm-hmm. I think we delivered in the original products. Now the requirement is what SLS is another program. Bell is talking about. They've been in discussion with us. I can't tell you whether they've received the RFP and back-to-back and we do something. I'm still not, I don't have good data with me. But yes, interactions are on. With some of the products which is Spoon and Zara Shakti, they are also talking to us to see whether this can be fitted for the next generation platforms. In the meantime, we are also upgrading our technologies with this, adding more value in terms of not just the hardware and software, but also the RF front ends, also the antennas. So we have a large antenna division now. We design it. So optimally solution the end product, not depending on foreign companies, and defined for the applications, give you much better product performance. Also, we're not keeping quiet the last 2 years. We've done a lot of development in all these areas. And the development is still on for future generation programs and communication intelligence, RWR, and things like that. We're not waiting for the contract. We're ahead, going ahead. Building the products will be ready in the next 2 months' time. We expect that with the technology edge which we have, we should be able to convince the customer and the end user that these are the appropriate products for their requirements. But I can't comment exactly on when the contract will happen.
Understood, understood. And so lastly, on the Hawk radars which you've developed, have we found any application out there or any way to monetize what we've built? Could that find a way into Su-30 upgrades or some of those larger platforms? So any discussions with the customer, any indications where we can, you know, monetize such a fantastic product, anything on that front?
Sure, we've done the hardware for both MiG as well as Super 30, but then we need the software for them. Original concept was we get the software from somebody, it didn't work out, but the hardware we went ahead and developed is world class. So we are in discussion with DRDO to see whether we can collaborate with them for putting this together. We are also in discussion with the Russian counterparts on the OEMs to see whether both are going ahead. I can't very clearly say which will happen when faster. We expect the next 2 to 3 months time should get some breakthrough in this. Then our systems can get, the software can be ported, and then we go to flight trials after that. We're also investing in next generation, the Hawk program, next generation radars. This will be what is production-oriented line. But also we're going to develop in the next 6 months time. As the first contracts come in, we'll be ready with the second. The more advanced systems of that nature will also be available. Give a technology edge to the end customer. So we are waiting for this to happen. In the meantime, we're also developing our own software now. We just started developing our own software, airborne platforms, using UAVs as a platforms for our trials, which is what some of our customers are wanting us to do. So we are also going on the third thing that we develop the systems. As a complete system when you develop, then we are not dependent on any organization on technology to drive the business orientation. That also we've initiated. So it will take a few more months before we get a correct path as to where it's going to go. But yes, we are determined to see that these products work and fly, and we're putting efforts to see that the more modernizing the system, learning from mistakes, correcting it, building additional software capabilities, doing a whole lot of other stuff to see that this project is successful. But it will take some more time before I can give you more data on when the possible success can happen.
Understood, understood. Fair. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kavish Parekh from 360 One Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, do we have an update regarding BrahMos? We have been supplying fire control systems for the same and also have been working on developmental orders for seekers. Any color on timelines for receiving commercial orders for these seekers?
We expect this will happen this year, this financial year. But the approvals and qualifications take time. Products are ready. As soon as the qualification is completed, do a flight trial. I think the contract should happen. Or even when the qualification is over itself, contract should happen. We believe that it should happen this year. We expect it earlier, but there's some delays. Anyway, we can expect this to happen in the, before end of this year. One of the projections which we have for this year revenue on terms of order intake. So not to revenue, but order intake for this year.
Further, do you have any comments on development of new subsystems for BrahMos? If we do that, what incremental wallet share are we targeting to gain here? And lastly, again, we've seen BrahMos has seen increased interest from a few countries, and we have also from other suppliers to the program about them ramping up capacities for those respective components. How are we placed to meet the growing demand for BrahMos?
See, what happens is once you develop a product, various vendors are developed towards the BrahMos missile with DRDO and BrahMos together. Those are getting contracts. Those who have done that are getting contracts for particular things which you have done. But I don't see so easy to change the supplier, redevelop and qualify the systems. So I don't expect that much to happen. The volume is coming with the more orders from them. Back-to-back orders will come to us, what we expect. And we'll deliver this. So that is one part. Second, also we are talking about our next generation BrahMos. If the next generation BrahMos happens and they don't select us for some of the programs for this, we'll be very happy to see that our volume business to them also can go up. We have the capability, but whether it will happen or not is something that we cannot guess. The capability exists to a whole lot of stuff. In the last 20 years, the nominal capability they built has happened in the era patterns across domains. So we can do very fast on our time depending on the market needs. But that's all I can say today.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. All the very best.
Thank you. A request to all participants, please restrict your questions to 2 questions per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Neil Utpal Sahu from JM Financial. Please proceed.
Hi sir, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So my first question is on this existing order book of 2600 crores. Can you give us some color of Like how much of these are production and what level would be development orders?
I don't know. I'm not classified it accordingly. I'll give you a direct answer. Thank you. Do you have a classification of this?
Sorry, can you please come again? Could not hear you.
No, I have not classified it. I don't have a needed answer, but Venkat is looking into the orders and seeing, giving you the data. But come to the second question if you have.
Sure. Secondly, on this order prospects that you have of 20 to 40 billion, these would include the potential HAL order as well as the BrahMos Seekers order. Is that understanding right?
Yeah, BrahMos Seekers also is a potential order. Until the contract comes to, everything is potential only. So
yes.
Yes,
so this is about prospects, right?
Pardon?
These are included in our prospects for 20 billion of single vendor orders that we are targeting?
Yes.
And the HAL order would also be included in the same prospect?
I believe so. Some portion of it, I believe so.
20 billion.
Yeah, as part of the additional order.
Additional 20 billion, it is included, not as part of the negotiated.
Understood. Also, sir, can you highlight some of the prospects that are currently under development aside of BrahMos, wherein you are expecting conversion to production orders like over the next 2 to 3 years? Okay to not mention the quantum, but just broadly on the product lines.
See, I don't know how long you've been following data patterns, but we've spent a substantial amount of money in developing space, air defense long range radars. Those are very well appreciated by the customer. Systems have been delivered, and they believe they have strategic importance to India. So there is a drive from the customer base. The multiple such contracts will have to be executed across India to see that we are protected from the space re-entry vehicles and things like that. So back to back, I expect in the next 1.5 to 2 years time, substantive business running into a few thousands of crores for such contracts where we have a competency established in terms of electromechanic systems, cooling systems, electronics, software, everything put together, the complete radar. We will be the first company to do that in India. Under development is us, and it is well received by the customer. We believe some more orders will come. This is a very exciting time for us, and already there are some inquiries in this area, modified systems, has already been delivered for applications which is on air defense. So there is a number of contracts we're expecting out of that, which are not shown in this 2 billion or whatever 20 billion we talk about. This is expected probably because still no inquiries have not come, so we're not included all of those things. So once and then it happens and we have a hold of this, when the contract comes, we'll announce it. But yes, we think we are looking at a larger business proposition of a addressable market of more than 40 to 50 billion.
Billion. Yeah, 4,000 crores.
No, it should be around 40,000 to 50,000 crores. Is we are trying to address markets with our products. So we're looking at a very large size product mix and a lot of complex systems in this. But that's where the direction of the company is being driven today. I think it's a very large growth as you go along, if we are successful. But of course, these are all in the future. But yes, the thermal products we're talking about in this has already worked well. So we expect repeat contracts and one of these areas as we go ahead. We are expecting substantive growth in the coming years based on already executed contracts, new products in development. I don't want to be specific on what products are being developed on an open forum now. But we have very clear which markets we want to address, and we want to address it. And then we are developing products for those markets. Even what we delivered has got a substantive potential for several thousand crores of additional business going ahead.
Got it, sir. If I may squeeze in a small question lastly, what is the CAPEX plan that you have for the next 2 years?
Yeah, that is another thing which we are going to spend money. We're spending money on product development. We're also spending a whole lot of CapEx, maybe 200 crores plus, we should be able to be spending more than that in the next 2 years' time for infrastructure abilities. We want to build a 9-story building with car parks and things like that, and also some clean rooms, some integration facility. And in the large contracts, data is going to come, the volume will come into picture, where we need to set up production assembly lines and test equipment in process testing, see that the reliability is maintained and delivery schedules are also met, meeting customer requirements are done. So a lot of investments will have to happen. We started the investments actually, we started the foundation work already in the building, and some of the infrastructure equipment also placed order to the future units are coming here. But the large investments will happen in the next 1 to 2 years' time as you go along, because we'll do this in parallel to order expected, so the execution also is kept in mind to do this. We can't do it sequentially, we are doing it in parallel. Yes, substantive will come, but with more than 200 crores plus.
150 to 200 crores minimum.
Minimum, based
on the requirements.
Yeah. And today we're also investing a lot of server money because of AI. There's a lot of investments also happening on computer servers.
IT
infrastructure to support the AI-driven initiatives that the company has taken up very seriously. So these are investments which will be made in the coming year or 2 years.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arnab Bhatt, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, I firstly just wanted to understand, there's a question put to you, I think, 1 year or 2 years back around space, and at that point of time, I think we had basically deferred it. But what is your stand now in that area of thing? Because I believe that we are seeing sort of some traction in that sector. Do we stand the same?
We discussed this in the board meeting yesterday also. Yeah, we discussed this. We have a capability to build different satellites, but we need an order book to do that, or an indication of a contract for us to invest in. We have the money, we have the competency to do this. We have taken money to actually invest in building those satellites. We are actively doing a basic design work which is doing, but whether it will be commercialized and go ahead, this is depending on our interaction with the government, find out whether the funding will happen and the actual need. There is a need, but that has been postponed because mostly the Department of Space addresses the need. And now what happens, a lot of startups in the space, so they are all doing everything free of cost. So they're getting valuations and getting free of cost. They're trying to develop these kind of space systems and satellites. Now we won't want to take that model. So we'd like to have an understanding. We don't mind investing now, but we need to look at the revenue model as you go along, and the bottom line business go along. Capability exists, but I'm still unsure about what investments will happen from government. And then based on which we'll take a decision. We give ourselves in 3 to 4 months time to see that we take a decision on how to proceed with this. So that's where we are now. And as and when some clarity happens, I will definitely inform the investors.
Thank you, sir. My second question will be around acquisition. I do understand that this is sort of a backward integration for our business. But we won't bring any value to this subsidiary, this business of ours, right? Like, we're not capable of material science. How do we plan on, grow this company from, grow that particular ceramic company from here? What is our stance on it? How do you plan to do anything about it in the future?
Contribution to the company doesn't have to come only on technology. Contribution to the company comes on revenue growth, bottom line business, process and proven process and validation, reach to customer, addressing new markets. So many things come when a small company is there, isolated. It's very difficult for them to address and even access the market space. And they mostly quote on lowest quote basis and make a lot of loss. This is what mainly happens to most of the SMEs. So you need to graduate from that to see that you have access to markets and you have access to investments. You don't get into capital issues. And also to see that the revenue businesses for new markets is also brought in by the larger company. I believe we are we will do that for this company, bring in the larger market audiences, have them expose themselves to bigger requirements and larger requirements, which can scale can happen substantively, bring in the investments necessary, see that we can deliver on the promises made to end customers, whole lot of other things on our process, whatever we developed over the many years, strengthen our process, see the mistakes don't happen, the quality consciousness, the QA procedures and inspection systems, what we can do, and see that the process is also then passed on. See, commonalizing, homogenizing the whole system. This is where we think we can add value. And we will bring substantive business as you go along to this company. This is our belief. I believe we will do this. It will take some bit of time, but I think we will do that.
Thank you, sir. Just one last suggestion. If you can upload.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Arnab, but can you please rejoin the queue?
No. Yeah, I had no questions. I was done. Thank you.
Thank you. A request to all participants, please restrict your questions to 2 questions per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Krishank Shah from DAM Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So I just wanted to understand one thing, that was the development of the hog-based radar that you're talking about. As I understand, Astra Microwave is a DCPP partner for it. So I just wanted to understand, what are we trying to do there?
The Hawk radar is ours. There's no partner.
No. Hawk radar is yours, sir. But what I'm trying to say is, that Astra is already the DCPP partner.
It's not a DCPP partner here. Astra is a DCPP partner for LCA variant, not an SO30 variant, as I understand. Maybe they have one part of the antenna being supplied by them, and Bell was the second customer, a supplier. So they are developing the products. They have an independent development stream from DRDO. They are doing it in parallel. So that's where it is. So it depends on whether we can qualify our product with, and get a contract, or we don't qualify it, and they qualify it and they get a contract. So both are possible.
Okay. Just to understand from my understanding, sir. So basically the DRDO is going to be making the software bit, and Astra is going to be making the hardware, right? So the integration will be done by DRDO. So just to understand, like, if you are making the Hawk radar, so the software will ultimately have to come from DRDO, if I'm not mistaken, right?
This is one option. The other option, you can develop the software and also put it. The software can come from third world countries also, other country also. So it's a full product offering. Air Force per se do not mind where it comes from. They're willing to give us the aircraft platform to fly and qualify. Those processes will have to go through. The requirements have to come up. So it is not specific that only this will happen, only that will happen. Market is open. It's up to us to prove that we are the product is capable and prove to customers that this makes better sense. So then we will get a contract. So that is what we are trying to aim. Not really what loggerheads with anybody else. It's a parallel path which we are designing. Here we develop the full system. Every other part is also developed, not just the antenna, signal processor, the cooling systems, the vapor compression machine, and everything else. The entire thing, including the radome, we can develop. So with the other part of the company we have. So a whole lot of stuff we can develop as an end system to take the load off to the end customer and maintain that for the next 20 years. So there are advantages in one or the other. We're trying to see whether we can give an offer or advantage due to DRDO to see whether we can work together to build a faster program, product, meeting end specifications. Can we do that? So this is based on technology. We're trying to push it. Let us see where it goes.
Got it. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. Really helpful.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Singh from Systematix. Please proceed.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My question is on the naval program, sir. There has been a lot of capex happening on the naval side. So do we have any plans to increase our share coming from the naval programs? Correct me if I'm wrong, but right now our exposure overall if you look across the three services, I think in terms of naval exposure, we are comparatively lower. You can correct me if I'm wrong there. But what is our plan going forward in terms of development and production, the participating in production programs for the naval side? Given that we have a substantial market, a lot of capex happening on the platforms in Navy.
We hope to work with DRDO on the naval platforms, on developing some of the stuff. For example, we are actually doing parts of the system. It doesn't directly go to Navy from us. We work with DRDO for the sonar subsystems, the basic communication links to sonar buoys. All this has been done and that has been procured by Bharat Electronics and others. We are also building some of the products on the airborne systems for the naval applications. That's also we're doing. We also got the couple first orders from DRDO for the radar for naval applications. Two radars for naval communication also go into some multiple as we go along. Similarly, our radars, which has been hardware has been designed and software done by DRDO, requirements of 30 odd systems for Coast Guard. We hope that we can win that contract. So on sensors like this, we're doing it. Now we're also trying to do an outreach to do that on electronic intelligence. We can do directly with the Navy. So we are going to start dialogue with them and fit an aircraft, fit the systems in the Navy platform. We're going ahead what we can do. We're also talking to Navy in terms of their MiG-29 and other aircrafts, where the jammer and things like that they require. We're trying to outfit and upgrade the existing jammers, meeting the applications. There is an advanced stage of, except, you know, probably we're in a flight trials issue. Once it is done, some contracts will happen. And then as well as the Air Force, because similar requirements are there also. So we're doing a whole lot of stuff and sensors like this. And we are going to see whether more opportunities can be created. We have a naval officer in Delhi working with us. And his task is to find out, in our areas of expertise, can we look at some applications? So we've identified a few and we need to pursue on them.
Right, sir. And lastly, on the order inflow prospects of 20 billion that you mentioned for the current year, sir, what is the risk of those orders getting delayed? Because those orders would be linked to some of the large projects that, you know, we are expecting, part of the subsystems that we intend to provide. So what are the risks that you see that those 20 billion worth of orders within them, that they could, you know, get delayed to FY28 or beyond? So given that we already have some kind of delay in the negotiations.
Tenders are already on. Right. We already addressed tenders and given the tenders. That is why I've given myself 9 months to see the contracts can happen. I believe much before this contract should happen. What we have not projected to you in a pipeline is the tenders is not happened. So we expect a substantial, much larger business. Tenders not happened based on already delivered products. Tenders have not happened. That is why we have not projected it. The pipeline, we are looking at the market. That's why I say more than 40% growth of the market we are looking at. And we have products equivalent to address those markets. So as and when things come nearer to tendering stage or clarity on order happens, we will announce the market.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavya Gandhi from Bajaj Alternate Investment Managers. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand what would be the market size or the addressable market for our key products, if you can just help me understand that. And second question was regarding the counter drone business that we are looking at. What could be the total revenue or order wins over the next couple of years? Yeah, that's it from my end.
Okay, if we start investing in products, it's an addressable market value of about 30,000 crores. And based on what we've already developed, repeat contracts, we're looking at another 10,000 crores. So we need an addressable market of about 40,000 crores. We have an estimate of when this will happen, but it's a bit premature for me to talk about it now because it's not up to the stage that I can disclose these things. But the addressable market size, the idea is take the UAP and start product development to see that. We're scaling from a small company to a large company. And we're actively doing that. We're getting differentiated products which we were last developed in house with our money, and take it to trials, convince customer that the products are working well, so that the immediate needs are addressed. So that is the idea with which we took money, and we are spending money in this. We are also spending continuous money on our yearly earnings also. We spend a lot of money on building products for immediate next year kind of customer requirements, so that we get a unique position in this with demonstrations and products, outbeating specifications with the customer wants. We continue doing that. So addressing market size is very large, and also we are looking at seeing whether we can address new markets outside India, which can be even larger as we go along. So both the civil aviation as well as the defense markets, we want to look at. So we're putting a team together to look at those markets with our competence in engineering. Can we address them? The idea is to build a substantive scale, substantive size as we go ahead from here, and grow the business very fast is what we're planning to do. But it's taken us many years to come here. We expect that in the next 1 or 2, 3 years, we should do multiple times what we've done last year. Is what we are expecting it to happen, and the order book size also is much larger. Order book size gives us a comfort zone of even investing ahead and going to other areas. We have fairly ambitious targets set for ourselves, and I think we are on the right track going there and meeting those targets. So with the AI coming in, we're also investing a lot in AI. See the product development and even the process within the organizations is modernized and modified, so that the technical skill sets are much higher. See that we get products and programs as well as process to address the large markets and accelerated product development delivery. So these are what we're trying to do. So size of the markets is very large, and we are trying to build products for that. The second question you asked was on the drone. It's in the beginning stages. Drones are getting sold. We need to get a number of players in the market. So some of them are talking to us. Let us build a few systems and deliver it and look at performance. Then I will be able to answer the question of size of drone business, where we are going. We are trying to again reuse building blocks, what we have done earlier. The cost of development is brought down. And also with the size and numbers are going to be low, we need to have infrastructure production. But also, we are also buttressing the production and calibration infrastructure to address the market as and when the contract happens. We believe that contracts will happen at several hundred crores. Contracts will happen in the course of this year, but they are not projected as revenue projections. It's not covered in the 20 billion because these are new things. Inquiries have not come. Believe it will come, and we should take business what we think. But anyway, this is the future, so we can't comment much on it on when exactly it will happen. But we're working towards the product development area and making customer requirements in these areas.
So the 40,000 crore addressable market, that would be spread across how many years? That is
sorry,
the market
address. I don't want to say this because I have no control over the market when it will happen. So we will not talk about it at the present. It's suffice to say that we are gearing ourselves up. Products are getting ready. The products are already, some are ready, already delivered, some are getting ready. And to get a substantial scale, we need addressable markets. It's very easy to say, you know, so much of billions of dollars is being spent by, 2 lakh crores is being spent by India on defense. That means, again, it's not that I can do 2 lakh crores with them. It's not going to be possible. So we need to have addressable products where with our technology products and meets the requirements, so it gives you a competitive edge, we can convert it. So I'm looking at how to carve out these addressable markets, what products are necessary. So we started a bit back, not that today I'm starting this, started a bit back with the new technologies and applications coming in. We're trying to adapt the competency and knowledge base to address new markets, which we didn't think was possible 2 years back. So a lot of things are opening up today. We're very excited today, like a startup, to see that we can develop these products for these markets. But this time with a conscious mind that it's a business, and we need to end, not just make products and satisfy, but also make a bottom line business out of it. The earlier days of my life, it's only doing the product was more important than the business. Today, I can't be a company. We have a board which is more responsible to do that. So we are mindful of all that, making very clear plans and decisions. We have to address market and scale this larger, much, much, much larger
revenue and bottom line.
The direction is clear, commitment is clear, work diligently and honestly. I don't see why we can't get that contract that you want.
Right, sir. Got it. Thank you so much and all the best, sir. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks all of you for joining us in this Q1 conference call, investor call. I'm very happy to answer any of your questions within the restrictions of what I can say. But I've been more than open with most of my interviews with all of you. The questions have been answered much more in depth is what I see. The only thing I want to leave an impression is one, we have done substantively different kind of technologies, multidisciplinary technologies, the last 2 to 3 years time, where we have delivered air defense radars. It involves enormous, enormous mechanical capability design, 100% designed by us, more than 100 engineers in mechanical design within the company. So we call ourselves electronics engineering company. So we designed very accurate cable positioning, very large platforms, payloads of 140 tons, movement mechanisms for all of them. All designed by the cooling systems. So many things we've done which to make the system engineering capability instead of outsourcing everything we've done ourselves here. So building a competency model, not just in electronics, but electromechanical systems and applications, and creating infrastructure in terms of people, capability, as well as production and test infrastructure to see that and address future markets as you go along. All these products we've done has got substantive requirements going ahead in the next 2 to 3 years' time. I believe our customers will see us favorably based on the execution which we've done and the quality and the reliability of the products delivered. I believe that they will come back to us with more such requirements, which is what we're hoping for. And also we're building the infrastructure to address customers as and when it happens through that. This is one portion. Second is we've taken upfront investment in radars, electronic warfare, and communication systems, which are all maturing. And especially the EW is maturing to a very large scale. You go through qualification and flight tests, we expect large business to happen after that. As long as we meet customer expectations, we do. We will make our best attempt to see that and meet and excel customer expectations. And these things are also required for other programs outside India. So we will also address those markets as we go along, probably another 6 months to 1 year from now. Once the product becomes more visible, we should be able to address the market. So this is another area where we bring substantive growth. The third area now with AI coming in, we're trying to build a whole lot of products and capabilities and fine-tune our products technology, increase the product capabilities in all these areas and come out with a whole lot of exciting products in the next 1 year, 1.5 years or so to address new markets, which can be also several thousand crores. So India is changing, the markets are changing worldwide. India is also catching up and changing. Indian entrepreneurs are also ready to get stand up and wait counted. The Skyroot is one such organization. We did their own launch, which is outstanding. So we have a lot of companies. We've been trying to work with the OEMs, platform suppliers, to see whether the sensors we can do together. And so that's another exciting thing which we're trying to do. And we're not waiting for a contract. We're developing products, taking it to trial, go through flight trials, get it ready, so that by the time some contracts happen, they are there. And these are required in numbers as you go along, because much lower cost of fighter aircraft, and this is much lower cost. And redundancies, things that we made available here. So market, the applications are changing, so we want to adapt ourselves to the application with a common scientific basis on what we've done, and with all the component availability and new technology coming, with the AI coming. I want to be abreast of all of them. See that we give world-class products very fast. The third area we will be focusing on is exports. See that we get new opportunities which we never looked at very seriously. Now we're seriously looking at it because people who have come here from both US and Europe and the UK have all found our capabilities good. They found our process very good. So they are inclined to engage us in specific programs. I expect that this will start in the next few months. and it'll expand, and with one success, we should be able to see several successes going ahead. And we also put a team to look at markets to see how we can contribute to faster delivery, faster turnaround, world-class subsystems and products. Do that, and as and when our product become ready, we can also sell it to the Western or the other world to see that we are competitive, reliable, and those products can be done. Idea is to build the full systems and take it global as and when possible. But look at the Indian market, which is very large, address the market, test it here, take it global, see scale can happen. We are very conscious of what we're doing, very determined to do what we're doing, and we're very happy with our shareholders supporting us throughout. With this kind of shareholder support, investor support, we believe the sky's the limit. We can do a whole lot of stuff. There is nothing we could do this much. There's so much of money and so much of capability and infrastructure and development capability and process which we've imbibed, making mistakes over so many years. If we can trust on them, build further with the youngsters with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of passion, we should be able to build larger scale, larger products, and take it global. So this is our dream, and we are living our dream right now. We will grow the business very fast is what we believe. Thank you very much for listening to me, listening to us. If you have any further questions, you can write to Go India, and we'll be very pleased to answer all your questions. Thank you once again.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line. Thank you.